Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can jump up and down a little bit, man. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday. That's as good as it gets, especially...
3-day weekend.
Yeah, that too.
That's big.
Boy, when you told me that a couple days ago, I was like...
I believe you didn't know that.
I don't know that stuff. I told Zach before he took off Thursday and Friday, I said, I had no idea.
Well, Zach was smart. He made it like an 8-day weekend.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Yeah. he's smarter than the rest of us. There is no question about that. All right, so Mike Florio is going to join us coming up here probably 10 minutes from now. We'll talk to Mike from Pro Football Talk, who got it stirred up pretty good, as Mike can do, on the very popular Pro Football Talk, which – he sold part of it to NBC and is a big part of NBC Sunday Night Football, which is, as you know, very, very popular with the great games they get. So anyway, here's what he had to say about Colin Kaepernick.
All right, well, let me start by telling you this. You aware of what a ratio is on Twitter when you get ratioed?
No, what's ratioed mean?
That means you got more replies than you did anything else. And there are almost 5,100 replies on this tweet.
So he...
I'm not going through.
By the way, I didn't know that.
I'm
but
sure
go ahead.
It's a mess. But he said Colin Kaepernick, with time to knock off the rust and prepare, would be better than any option the Seahawks, Panthers, and Texans currently have. He'd be better than any QB. Sorry, two and on that the Dolphins currently have. He'd possibly win the job in Atlanta too.
Wow,
really?
Boy, that's. He's been out a long time. How many years did you say? It's been 5 or 6
yeah,
years?
Yeah, I think if he came back this season, he would have been out 6 years. But, Joe, to throw Tua into that mix is it's like irresponsible, isn't it? I mean,
he's
got to do better than that, Mike.
So, anyway, so we'll talk to Mike about it. And then why that's going on, Chris Sims, who does shows with him, Phil Sims' son, in case you didn't know, and Phil's a good friend of mine. Also is coming out with his top 40 quarterbacks in the league. So they start on the back end from 21 to 40. And, of course, Tua comes in at 29. And he explained the breakdown of that a little bit. So we'll talk to him about all that stuff and opinions. And, yeah, but that got – listen, anything Colin Kaepernick gets everybody fired up, right? And the Raiders are now the latest one, although – oh, we're talking to everybody. I didn't hear him saying they're going to sign Colin Kaepernick. Everybody kind of thought and jumped the gun a little bit that the L.A. Raiders were going to jump the gun or were going to sign him, and it hasn't happened yet.
You have your cities all mixed up. Vegas.
Vegas. What did I say? Oakland?
I think you put him in L.A. So they asked Josh McDaniel.
They have been in L.A. and Oakland. I did everything but Vegas. I'm sorry.
Did you hear some of that press conference yesterday with their coach, Josh McDaniels?
I did.
And they're asking him, like, how is Derek Carr handling this? Like, how is he reacting to this? And the guy's just like, he's our guy. Like, he knows he's our guy. What are you even asking here? Like, they're trying to make a headline out of it.
No.
I get that. It's
so,
fine.
So, listen.
But Colin Kaepernick's not going in anywhere and starting.
Not for Carr.
No. I don't think anywhere, Joe. Like, the guy hasn't played in that long. I can't imagine he's a starter on week one.
I think a lot of teams are just scared of what they're getting with Kaepernick.
The backlash and all that.
Yeah.
Hasn't that gone away enough at this point, though?
I don't mean about Simon. Yeah, I think time, you're right. Time has passed, and with stuff, and hell, he's getting criticized for not being in on the cause and not doing what he said. I saw some Antonio Brown. I had to think about who it was. Antonio Brown took some shots at, of all people, Colin Kaepernick. I just think that I think they're afraid that if he doesn't start, that he's going to be a problem if he didn't get a starting job back. I don't know, or if they're worried about what the topic will be every day and it'll take away from. I don't know for sure. I would agree, though, that he's good enough to be on somebody's roster. You agree with that?
Absolutely. I've been thinking that for years. But I do agree with you on what you just said. It turns into not just a local deal, but a national media deal. And you know, you have to deal with that. And that's, you know, you got to find an organization that's willing to have that issue, though, Joe. But look, if Deshaun Watson can be on a team and be starting and all that, why is Colin Kaepernick still blackballed?
Like, still going through this.
Is like Colin Kaepernick didn't hurt anyone. He didn't harm anyone.
I got to tell you,
if you disagree with him, you disagree with him. That's okay. But he didn't harm anyone.
I'm amazed every day. And it started up again this offseason. Kaepernick goes, "Hey, man, working out every day, still want to play." And I'm like, "Cap, this has been going on for 5 or 6 years. You know, a lot of guys are just going, I'm done." And he's like, "No, I'm working out every day." And I don't know. No one really said that much about his workout and how everything went. But, yeah, so our guy, Mike Florio, getting that one fired up pretty good with
throwing Tua in there is just insane. Like, you can't really think with Tua, with the improvement that he's made from last year to this year going into camp and everything, Joe, that you bring Colin Kaepernick.
What is Cap now? 33, 32, 33? I want to say that.
Yeah, I mean,
still young for a quarterback. By the way, one of the last games he had was against the Dolphins, and he had a hell of a game. You remember how that thing ended? Does anybody remember Kaepernick running for a touchdown to take the lead? And I can't remember who tackled him. It might have been Ndamukong Suh tackled him before he could score. It was.
He's 34, by the way.
34.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to go to break here, and then we're going to come back.
This ought to be interesting.
Talk to Mike Florio. Listen.
Ever since I saw that tweet come out, I've been really looking forward to this.
So it just exploded the reaction to it, right? That got everybody's attention.
I mean, I just think he's way off. You want to throw some of those other teams in there, all right, fine, whatever. But to throw Tua in there, poor Tua, man. Guy gets more crap than anyone. It really is amazing.
All that he can worry about right now is love at home, and he's getting plenty of love at home, right? You just come home and you get that love after everybody beats you up, and he's getting a lot of love from brothers and Big Daddy as the head coach and his coaching staff. So that's all he needs. And a system that he can believe in that will give him a chance to be successful with what they have put around him. And so we'll find out about that. Anyway, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talks and join us in just a second. We'll get into all that stuff with him. But before we get going, man, I just want to tell you, before you get through this weekend, and I don't know about you, but Fridays is kind of a drag day for the old guy in the afternoon. I go, "Oh, my God." And the wife goes, "We're going out tonight, right?" I go, "Oh, my God, are you sure?" Well, I'll tell you what, you got to start taking something. You got to start. You don't take vitamins and minerals. You don't do that stuff. I go, "What?" She goes, "One scoop in the morning. You just have to take this green powder, one scoop into 10 ounces of water. It's called AG1, and it gives you all the vitamins and minerals you haven't taken in years and years, all of them, in that one drink early in the morning. Let it sit for 30 minutes before you start drinking your coffee and everything else. And start to notice a big, big difference. And if you're like me and you've been dragging through days, even when the coffee wears off, find yourself with no energy, your immune system as you get older and you just think it's normal, all those type of things, this AG1 is saying, no. Too many benefits, too many good things going on. And if you've tried the vitamins and all they do is upset your stomach, you got to take them with food, you don't have any of that. No, you don't have any of that stuff at all. Listen, I just want to say this because my daughter's been taking it forever. It's not new in town. It's been around, this AG1, and most people really, really like it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Give you a little something extra. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Boy, this AG1 couple.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Weeks start to notice a difference and feel a lot better. Order it today. Woody, we got to get you off the traffic. My God. Friday afternoon.
Oh, usual,
Lord.
But...
oh, my God, man. Hey, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us. Mike, good morning, man. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Joe?
I am doing great, man. I'm doing okay. All right, Mike, you know how to stir it up. I thought you were good, and your sidekick, Chris Sims, trying to do a pretty good job too. So do you really think that Colin Kaepernick, out of football now 5 or 6 years, would be better than anything Seattle, Carolina, the Texans, maybe Atlanta, and Tua, and the Dolphins?
Well, what I said was with time to get the rust knocked off.
Yes, that's
get
true.
Up to speed. Yeah, the guy's 34 years old. That is not old by quarterback standards. He's still got a lot of gas in the tank. He entered the league a year before Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins. He entered the league 2 years after Matthew Stafford. He's still in the sweet spot of his physical prime. The reports coming out of Las Vegas following his workout with the Raiders is he had impressive arm strength and conditioning. Well, the guy's been working out 2.5 to 3 hours a day for 5 years to keep himself in shape for this moment. And the arm strength isn't just going to disappear overnight. The only problem is he hasn't played in 5 years. And the problem with that is he hasn't played in 5 years through no fault of his own. He was successfully, and blackball isn't really the right term, but the NFL did successfully keep him out for business reasons. And we can debate whether or not they're legitimate or illegitimate business reasons, but clearly this is a guy who would have had an opportunity on a roster somewhere between 2017 and today, but for the side issue relating to the protest during the national anthem.
Right.
But yeah, I think with time, and I think the reason he launched this latest effort when he did, the supply of quarterbacks did not meet the needs of the teams that were looking. In Seattle right now, Geno Smith and Drew Lock, I would take Colin Kaepernick, assuming that he could get back to where he was during his time with the San Francisco 49ers. I would take Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, or in Carolina, excuse me, if he could get back to where he was during his time with the 49ers. The Texans right now, they've got all the eggs in the Davis Mills basket, and I think they just want to see what he can do. But I think if Kaepernick had the opportunity to get up to speed, he could compete there. And, yeah, look, in Miami, I'm sorry, but much better arm strength than Tua. And if he can run like he did 5 to 6 years ago, he could run that Mike McDaniel offense to perfection. Now, they're all in with Tua. They're not going to do it. It's not going to hit the radar screen.
Right.
But I just think that we can't get caught up in the idea that because the guy hasn't played for 5 years, it means he can't play at all. I think if he had a fair chance to get up to speed, he would be competitive. He would be good enough. And that desire to establish himself and prove himself, that's what's driven him to keep working out the way that he has the last 5 years. There's a certain point during that five-year period where if you really aren't committed to trying to play again, you're not going to keep working out the way that you've been working out.
Right.
He has been busting his ass on a possibility that was slim until this week that anyone was even going to give him a shot to come in and show what he could do.
Mike, I do believe he has been this whole time good enough to be a quarterback on a roster. I don't disagree with you at all, and anybody that does is in make-believe world that thinks off the way he played his last year that he wasn't good enough. I saw it up close in his last year down here, and he was really good. He had a great game against the Miami Dolphins when he was down here. It is amazing, though, because you look at this picture, and people are forgiving of Deshaun Watson more than Colin Kaepernick, even with the 22 lawsuits. And you know why, Mike? Because Deshaun Watson's really good, and they know it.
Well, now, I wonder whether or not the Browns would do things differently if they had the benefit of knowing where things would currently be and what the public reaction would be and the problem they would step into. But they did step into an issue with a segment of their fan base, knowingly and voluntarily, because they knew they were getting, or they hoped they were getting, a guy who will potentially be a top five quarterback despite not playing at all last year. So you make that gamble, you make that calculation. And yet, if someone thought Colin Kaepernick was going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, they would have found a way to keep him in the league in 2017.
Yes.
It all came down to, and again, it was a business calculation, and it was premised on factors that I think should not have been relevant factors, because he was operating fully within his rights under the NFL's applicable rules. But when you ask yourself, do we want the blowback from that percentage of our fan base that will huff and puff and maybe blow the house down a little bit for a guy who's going to be the number two or three quarterback on the roster? Do we really want that? No, we don't. And look, the NFL paid between $5 and $10 million to settle his collusion grievance. And the argument was that the league office and or enough other teams came together and decided they were going to freeze him out. And I think the real argument would have been factually, if it had gone to trial, that the league office was sending out messages to the teams aimed at getting them to stay away from him. It was wrong. It was just wrong. What happened to him was wrong. Whatever you think about him, I'd like to think that we could take a step back and say, okay, yeah, I understand. I don't like the guy, but what happened to him was wrong. And there are going to be people, you know, this is America in 2022. There are going to be people who never see it that way, but it's just unfortunate. And it's good that, what the Raiders did, they hopefully they've opened the door for some other team that looks at its depth chart at quarterback and says, we can do better at spots 1, 2, 3, or 4. And let's bring this guy in for a workout. We don't have to fear that our financial sheets are going to implode because we bring the guy in for a workout and see what he can do.
Yeah.
And maybe sign him. I mean, the fact that he went 5+ years without a team ever bringing him in one time to see what he can do, when hundreds of guys, thousands of guys every year get workouts with teams. That is what was most glaring to me. The guy didn't even get an opportunity to go show anyone what he could do until Wednesday of this week.
Mike, the league seems like it's changed, though, a little bit as far as that time. And it's past now. Let's go ahead and let's go ahead and give this guy a chance. You think he'll be on a roster? Can you see him on somebody's roster this season?
I still don't think it's going to happen.
Wow.
Because I believe that, and here's why. I believe none of the 32 owners possess the moral or financial courage to actually put him on the team. Maybe Mark Davis does, because he mustered the moral and financial courage to bring him in for a workout. But you have to be willing to accept the reaction to signing Colin Kaepernick. And then, hey, Joe, let's spin it forward. Peter King and I debated this in pretty spirited fashion earlier today, because Peter said, hey, before I would sign him, you know, I'd want to know what is he going to do?
Yeah.
From an anthem standpoint, from on his day off, what activism is he going to be involved in? I'd want to ask those questions. And Peter didn't say it was right. He just says he's being very practical. That's what a team would do. My reaction is no team has the right to do that. No team has the right to ask him, are you going to comply with a rule that allows you, if you choose to kneel, to continue to kneel? Are you going to do something that you're not required to do? What are you going to do on your time off that could possibly create issues for us? I just think that those are inappropriate concerns, but those are real concerns. So that's the next bridge you have to cross. You have to fast forward to September and the games start getting played again, and the NFL's gotten past this whole anthem controversy. Well, Colin Kaepernick, if he's kneeling during the anthem, it's going to come back around again.
That's correct.
And they didn't like that. You know, Jerry Jones recently told Peter King, basically, any publicity is good publicity. Well, for Jerry Jones, the water's edge is the anthem controversy. He didn't want anything to do with that in 2017, and he didn't want anything to do with it again. And I think that's the bigger issue that comes into play if you're going to actually put him on the team.
I think Kaepernick scares. I agree with you. He scares because of those issues. We talked about him earlier. I said the same thing. They scare him. They scare that Colin Kaepernick might, you know, be talking about instead of football. He's going to be asked questions and get into everything going back to where this started and kneeling and all the other stuff. Hey,
Joe, he made a great point when he was on the podcast, Brandon Marshall, the I Am Athlete podcast, and Marshall was asking him questions like, Marshall was a GM, what do we say to our fan base?
Right.
And Kaepernick made a great point. Hey, you have End Racism in the back of the end zone. You have Black Lives Matter on the back of the helmets.
True.
The stuff that I'm saying is consistent with that. It's not some radical message. It's a message that you're promoting. Every time somebody turns on a game, they see it. So, but the problem is, look, there are equal parts on each end of the spectrum. 30% of the fan base hates Kaepernick. 30% of the fan base loves Kaepernick. The NFL did the polling as part of, you know, the effort. And this all came out during the grievance process. There was some evidence that emerged through the discovery phase. The NFL decided to defer to the loud minority of fans who hated Colin Kaepernick and didn't want any team to do business with him. That's who they deferred to, even though there's an equally sizable group of people who love Colin Kaepernick and think he should be in the NFL. Hey, Joe, if the Raiders would sign him, can you imagine how many silver and black number 7 Kaepernick jerseys they would sell?
Tons.
Nike wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand.
Yeah, it would be. Even though he wouldn't start and he's not going to beat out Carr, you're right. There would be a lot of people buying that jersey. There is no question about that.
Carr better be pretty damn secure about his position, though, because there's going to be more reporters talking to the backup than there are talking to the starter.
That's true.
There's going to be more people in the stands wearing 7 than are wearing 4. So you better be damn sure that Derek Carr is okay with that and that he has the mental toughness to deal with it, because and then if Kaepernick's, you know, if Kaepernick's looking good and Carr struggles at all, you're going to have a segment of the fan base, just like with Tebow. This is one of the reasons Tebow ended up not getting any opportunities to be a backup quarterback. It was going to be that segment of the fan base that was losing their mind to get Tebow onto the field, and they weren't going to take no for an answer.
No, that's a good point, too.
You're going to have that side of it, too, where you're going to have a heavy pro-Kaepernick crowd. So your starter had better be secure about his position.
Mike, when you sent out that tweet about he's better than the teams, were you shocked by the reaction?
I didn't pay attention to the reaction. I didn't do it for the reaction, so I don't care what the reaction is. I speak my truth. You know, we saw that goofy exchange this week between the guy who covers the 49ers and Javon Kinlaw, where it was obvious that he was trolling him.
Correct.
And he wanted to get a reaction, and he wanted to build on the reaction and react to the reaction. I say what I believe, and I move on. So I don't know what the reaction was. I probably don't need many guesses, but I know people say, oh, seriously, I say what I say and I move on to the next thing. And that's what I believe. And, you know, I hope that Colin Kaepernick gets a fair chance to prove me right or wrong. Either way, if I'm right or I'm wrong, I just hope he gets a fair chance to prove it one way or the other.
I thought, you know what, I really think he's going to get a chance. I just think time has passed, and we're usually pretty forgiving in this country that people might move on.
That's what affects the bottom lines of the guys who like to buy super yachts, Joe.
Yeah.
And part of my position on this has been aimed at shaming these folks into doing the right thing. Like none of them are going to have to file bankruptcy over whatever financial damage Colin Kaepernick could potentially do to the franchise. Wouldn't it be nice to see somebody to stand up and do the right thing? We don't have enough of that in this country today. And, you know, it's been a big topic of conversation this week about what happened in Texas, and it's horrible and it's awful and it's sickening. But we need more people in this country who'll be willing to stand up and say the right thing and do the right thing, not say and do the things that only mesh with their own personal financial interests. I want courage. I want people who will say the right things and do the right things regardless of the consequences. And that's what Colin Kaepernick did, and look at what it got him. But he still did it.
Mike, let me ask you another one. I didn't mean to take so much time on Colin Kaepernick. Lamar Jackson, it's one of the weirdest things. I must be missing something. The team says they want to negotiate and get something done. He doesn't have a true agent. I don't, and he's not around. Why wouldn't he want to get that done before he ever steps foot, knowing the way he's going to be used when he comes back to be the quarterback, as a running quarterback for, when he's good, almost 1,000 yards, which is a lot of carries? Why is that deal not getting done, and do you expect it will get done before the season starts?
There's so many mysteries surrounding Lamar Jackson's situation with the Baltimore Ravens. He has resisted engaging with them. The narrative that was pushed last year, he's so focused on football, he doesn't have time to do it. Well, that's all the more reason to hire an agent. You know, I don't have time to cut my grass. I do, but I say I don't. So I get somebody to cut my grass, right? For the things in your life that need to be done that you don't have time to do, you get somebody to do them. All the more reason to hire somebody to do it. And I think at the core, the guys who like to represent themselves just don't want to pay that percentage. Even if they get more money minus the percentage net than they would get on their own, they don't like paying that 1%, 2%, or 3%. But with Jackson, it just makes no sense, because the Ravens are ready to do it, but he won't do it. And Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the team, said back in March that he thinks that what Lamar Jackson wants to do is have a great season, win a Super Bowl, and then he'll be worthy of being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Okay, fine. Then why isn't he there for the OTAs?
Yeah.
If that's his objective, to go out and kick ass and take names and help the Ravens win a Super Bowl, and he's been to the OTA sessions every year of his career, why this year is he not there? If he's all about football, why is he not there at football practice? It makes no sense. And I don't know what he wants, and maybe we'll never know what he really wants. Some have thought maybe he wants out of Baltimore. He has pushed back against that. He was upset they traded Hollywood Brown, even though Hollywood Brown said Lamar Jackson knew he wanted out. I wonder at some point, Joe, do the Ravens just say, you know what, we've tried everything we can. We want to give this guy our money. He won't take it. We're just going to find somebody else. We're going to groom Tyler Huntley to be the starter, and we'll pay him dollar for dollar. You know, what we get out of him dollar for dollar, we're going to obviously pay him a lot less, but the value we get for what we pay him, and we take that money and we redistribute it around the team and we beef up elsewhere, we just have to do it, because we can't have this uncertainty hanging over us every single year. So I won't be surprised if after the season, if they don't sign him fairly quickly after the season, I won't be surprised if he gets franchise tagged and then traded.
Yeah, I just think he's – first of all, I think he's really good. I mean, he's already won an MVP, and his winning percentage is off the charts. I just, for the life of me, he knows he's going to run it if he stays healthy, if he's lucky enough to stay healthy, which, by the way, running quarterbacks sooner or later all break down. He started to break down last year. I worry about those 150, 160, 170 carries – And playing on that contract with nothing to back it up except, I guess, an insurance policy. Hopefully he's smart enough to get that, but that's dangerous.
I wouldn't put a whole lot of faith in an insurance policy unless it's for a career-ending injury. Anything, and even then,
that's true. That's true.
Your best insurance is to go get your contract.
Right.
Get your financial security.
Get your guaranteed money. My God, man.
And people say to me, why don't you leave the guy alone? It's like, I'm trying to help the guy. If this was my son, my cousin, my nephew, my brother, my friend, my client, I'd be saying, what the hell are you doing? Go get paid.
I keep thinking somebody close to him, I know he and his mother are close, that somebody down here in Broward County is really close to him and is saying, listen, man, listen, go get that done. Go back on that field. They want to pay you. Go get what you can. Unless they're lowballing you, go get it done, my God.
Well, and Joe, you touched on something that occurred to me yesterday when Chris Sims and I were kind of kicking it around, and we go into our show with a very loose outline so we can let our minds wander, and sometimes they wander to a good place and sometimes they don't. But it occurred to me that maybe he just is waiting for the Ravens to show up and make him the offer that he can't and won't refuse financially, that he doesn't have to negotiate.
Yep.
Maybe he thinks I shouldn't have to roll up my sleeves and get into a fight over this, that if you value me, you make an opening offer that is the offer that I'll take. And we don't have to haggle about it if you really want me. I don't know. I can't make any sense of it. And if he really does want to be there, like he says he does, he's not acting like it. So I don't know what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson. But I can't rule out the Ravens at some point saying we've had enough. If we can't get this guy to take our money, we just have to come up with another plan at the quarterback position. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, me neither.
And I have no idea where it's going. And you know what? If he goes to another team, unless he really does want to go to another team, and then he will negotiate with that other team. But, you know, there's a chance that the next team is going to have the same issue where they can't get something done with Lamar Jackson if he would be traded in the offseason.
Last thing he wants to do is negotiate directly with the team, though. They will chew him up in negotiations, and he'll end up being upset.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think the Ravens would much rather have an agent so they could have a real negotiation. I think the Ravens are concerned about taking advantage of him. I think that's the problem.
Good point.
You're tempted to take advantage of him, and some of the guys who have done their own contracts were badly taken advantage of. Richard Sherman was. They had to send his contract back. The NFLPA went to the 49ers and said, can you take some of this stuff out here? It's really unfair to Richard Sherman. And the first deal Russell Okung did on his own was shameful, what the Broncos did to him. So, but I just think when you're talking franchise quarterback, you got to find a way to take care of him. I think it'd be better for everyone if he had an agent, if he really wants to be a Raven. And either way, he's created a mystery. Whether he's done it intentionally or not, I don't know what his objective is. I don't know what his agenda is. But it's become a bigger and bigger distraction for the Ravens all the time.
Hey, Mike, real quickly before I let you go, when's Chris Sims popping his top 20? When's that coming out, his quarterback list?
We'll probably get into the top 20 next week. I think Tua landed somewhere between 25 and 30.
He was 29. And by the way, that made the front of the Miami Herald today with Barry Jackson. So that's
funny.
I didn't know. I thought you knew. I said, yeah. I said, you and Chris Sims have – you guys have been a hot topic around here, man, for going through of the guys that liked Tua and didn't like Tua coming out of college and Chris's name. And I said, well, there was a lot of guys. It wasn't just Chris. It was his dad as well, Phil, and a bunch of other guys. I guess Tannenbaum was another guy that wasn't a big fan. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, Joe. See you, pal.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, join us. We went super late, but when Mike gets a little jacked up, man, we got to let him go. Got to let him go a little bit. Hey, by the way, the Marlins open a 3-game series with the Atlanta Braves, champs from last year. They're going to be on the road this week. And then next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, the San Francisco Giants. Oh, I'm sorry, the team I grew up with. The San Francisco Giants will be in town. And, you know, on the weekend, Marlins got a lot of great programs for you. They really do. I've been bragging about this Club 305 because I think it's great for the Marlins Kids Club. 14 and younger, you can join. It's free to join. And the more you go to games, the more prizes you can win. Season tickets, individual tickets, giveaways coming up as well, including the Kids Billy Mug presented by Bally Sports Florida. So you want to make sure you jump in on that one. That's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of programs going on for you for next weekend. So, going to make it a lot of fun for people who want to go out and watch some baseball. We might only have baseball going on here pretty soon, huh? A little bit of time for you to go out and catch some Marlins baseball. Check it out. We'll be talking about all the programs. And during the week, a lot of specials they're running as well to help you out, making it very affordable for people to go out and watch baseball and the Marlins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little hectic out there today, man.
Well, it is,
getting ready for that three-day weekend.
It's Friday. By the way, I think a lot of people will be around here this weekend. A lot of stuff going on, right? The Aaron C. Show down
Aaron
in Miami.
C. Show. I'm going to be out there.
You're going to be there.
Yeah, man.
Why don't you pump it up? What do they got you
there.
Doing?
I'm there from noon to four tomorrow. I'm going to spend the whole day out there. But, yeah, I'm going to be out there the whole day. I know all the stations are out there, so we're going to have some fun out there, man.
Well, good.
Right there on South Beach, watch some of those planes, and they got this. They have the Monster Energy motorcycle guys. Remember we were talking about that the other day.
Right,
so
I do.
My son is really excited to see those guys. He's into that kind of stuff. So we'll check that out. Check the planes out, and man, we'll have some fun.
Well, listen,
there.
It should be. Hopefully, everybody has a good, safe weekend, and don't forget about what Memorial Weekend is all about, so that we can have these. These fun days and have the freedom to enjoy stuff because of people that have served in the military to make it safe for us, even though it looks a little crazy out there at times and a lot of crazy stuff going. You don't have to go outside this country. We got a lot of crazy stuff going on inside right now as well, and people can't agree on how to fix it, and everything gets back to politics, unfortunately. Never seem to be able to stay away from that. So anyway, hey, Mike Florio all fired up this morning, though, huh? Mike Florio knows how to get it all fired up. And as you know, just doesn't care if you like his opinion or not. Not worried about that at all. 305-567-056. You want to tease me with a couple?
To be honest, not really. I'd rather kind of go back to maybe some heat predictions or something. I don't just like these people.
Is it hatred?
Yeah. That's the interesting thing. I know you and I were talking about it. Why is Deshaun Watson? I mean, everything's so okay with Deshaun Watson playing as opposed to Kaepernick, who did literally nothing to anyone. I don't know. I know a lot of people bringing up the shirt he wore. I know the shirt bothered people that.
Well, he didn't know. He didn't know the difference.
Either way, though, Joe, man, oh, man, we've seen guys get forgiven for, so much bad stuff.
I agree, man.
This guy literally, he did not hurt
anyone. And you know what's so funny?
But if you disagree with people's views on stuff, that's kind of.
We've had politicians get out of prison down here and get reelected. You talk about forgiving people. It is incredible for a society that's pretty forgiving unless you just completely disagree with them and don't let stuff go, which. A lot more anger. I tell you, good examples. What happened at the Heat game the other night was right before the game. The Heat sent out a message. Everybody's probably seen it, and the reaction. Not at the arena. I thought it was pretty positive to what they said. Call your senators and let's get something worked out here on gun control. And man, people just start with Marco Rubio. Just went nuts, the gun thing. We got a lot of things that people
the political animosity that people have towards one another has gotten really out of hand. I mean, it's nasty on here on the text machine. So
it affects families. And by the way, let's just give the latest one besides that has been COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, COVID, and how we should handle it, and it's nothing more than a flu, and
It is a shame the way people treat each other. Man, well, especially people that don't even know one another. It is certainly a shame.
Well, listen, it's families. Families have broken up over topics. People have left get-togethers. People aren't talking. Brothers and sisters don't talk. Brother and brothers don't talk because they disagree on stuff. And it's too bad. It's gotten pretty rough out there. Colin Kaepernick's story is 6 years old, man. Seriously. I'm guessing the teams have.
I don't know, man.
I think teams are scared to death though of those topics, with Colin Kaepernick.
But you can give Deshaun Watson $1 billion guaranteed. That's okay,
right? With 22,
he's got women crying on TV,
right? You know why? Because they know
he's
really good.
Yeah, I got you.
There is a shortage of good quarterbacks.
Shortage of quarterbacks. I know. I've heard.
So. All right.
More importantly.
All right. Go ahead. Hit me with tonight.
Equally as important. 8.5 points, Joe.
Ooh.
8.5. Your over under is at 201.5, which means they are expecting a low scoring blowout here for Boston tonight.
I think they're going to come out and give it their best shot, but these injuries just aren't going to go away in 24 hours. They're just not leaving. All those guys that were struggling at home on their own court. And I know tonight now there's urgency because this is it. If it doesn't work, it's just hard to imagine. A lot of guys that have injured are going to have big games. And it's been a while, and it's been in a funk these last couple of games, shooting, three-point shooting. I think it could be a good game, though, because I have seen the Celtics go through their own ugliness of shooting the basketball. So, but yeah, it doesn't look good, man. Doesn't look good at all. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a blowout, to be honest, Joe. I do. Have we had a close game? So
no.
That's the thing. Like,
no, the
24-2
runs have been happening
a lot. Matters at this point. The spread is basically like, who do you think is going to win the game outright? Because I don't think it's going to be close. I just don't see the Heat rallying tonight and winning this game, Joe. I'm sorry. I believe me.
What are you saying?
I would love nothing more. I got nothing going on Sunday.
I'm guessing there are not a lot of Heat fans that are jumping up and down doing a pee-pee dance going, we're going to win, we're going to win off what I've seen.
I mean, I think if you say the Heat are going to win outright tonight, you're just a biased fan. That's okay. That's good. We need people to root for
the team.
Well,
it can't happen.
Of course it can happen. Crazier things have happened, Joe, but everything's going rooted, kind of against the Heat right now. I don't think they win this game tonight. I think Boston will jump on them early, unfortunately, because that's just kind of how the series has gone. It's whoever jumps out. And
everybody's talking about Bam tonight. I'm really curious to see.
Love to see him respond.
What Jimmy Butler can do.
I wonder if Jimmy Butler is capable of having a LeBron-type game tonight, because he's going to need it, because there's not enough on this team.
First of all, ain't nobody having a LeBron James. LeBron James had a LeBron James game. That's not going to happen.
Okay, that's fine. He's got to have 35, 40 points tonight if the Heat are going to have any shot in this game.
One of the greatest road games.
If Jimmy's passive early in this game.
It's the greatest road game under the circumstances in the history of this franchise.
Yeah, absolutely.
What he did.
Absolutely.
That was spectacular.
But I got nothing going on Sunday night. I would love a Game 7.
Of course.
Be a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of soccer and baseball coming up with this thing and mini camps. Hey, we're out of time.
You got to go with Tua, by the way, man. A lot of Tua stuff coming in. We'll get to it next week, of course. But
just say Tua. By the way, I was shocked because Mike usually knows about everybody's. He didn't know about.
Getting
it all fired up.
His original tweet got a lot of blowback. That's interesting. I wonder if Mike reads any of that stuff.
Said he doesn't. All I know is that website gets lots and lots of hits for him to make lots and lots and lots of money and be very successful. And why would the NFL not buy Pro Football Talk from him? Mike says, thank you very much. We say thank you for listening. We're out of time. Have a great, great weekend, man. Stay safe. Enjoy yourself. Try to get along with the family this weekend if you're getting together, huh? Hey, put everything aside for a weekend and enjoy yourself. And don't forget what Memorial Day is all about. Have a great weekend, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.